This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anna Murphy.
Oh, good morning, Dean Murphy. Good morning, Joycers. Good morning, Shane, who's busily out there putting together
Absolutely.
The
That was a wonderful Sia.
It was indeed.
You know, I might as well talk about it because I had a little article about Sia anyway. There's a new, you know the guy who does The Late Show?
Yes, James Corden.
He does carpooling.
Yes, karaoke carpool. Yes,
and it's fabulous. Well, Sia was the last one he had on. Now, if you haven't seen it, YouTube it. It is fabulous.
I'm yet to see that, but
yeah,
I am.
And she has this crazy wig in the car and whatever, and I couldn't work out what the hell was going on and why, but she explains it in the car.
Has he asked her how she sees through that thing?
Yeah, it was very difficult.
Because I'm still trying to work that out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, clearly.
Well, they do this funny skit.
People are very clever.
They do this funny skit where he pulls the car over and calls out the window to her, but she can't find the car because she can't see through the wig. So she's funny, but she's very open in the car. She talks about all kinds of things. I didn't realise that Sia had a massive drug and alcohol problem.
Yes.
And was addicted for years and years and years, and then was basically about to fall off the edge and decided that she had one opportunity to resurrect her career, and that was the end of the story.
And that's right. And she said she started getting a bit of fame, and that was very destabilising. So she's like, doesn't mind that people can see her.
Love her.
Just not associated with the music all the time.
She's got a voice.
I think it's great because there are certain celebrities out there who could take a leaf out of Sia's book.
Who are we talking about?
She says, you know, you can get pictures of everyone on Instagram
at
the dentist.
That's right.
Madonna.
Yes.
Could you take note? She's gone a little heavy-handed on the Instagram and social media.
Oh, good on her.
Yes, even one of my best friends who's Madonna's biggest fan.
I love senior sits with a little taste for tech.
He would be Madonna's biggest fan, and even some days he cringes and says, oh, she just really shouldn't have that. She used to be mysterious. She's just...
A couple of vinos on a Friday night, she's on that Instagram. Oh, crazy thing.
Aren't the weeks just simply flying by? At
yes,
the moment.
Flying.
But I apologise in advance because it is Friday and we always do this. But things happen at the beginning of the week and then I feel like I've got a little beam about it I need to speak about.
No, I know. It's hard being a Friday breakfast show because there's so much on Monday that we want to talk about but so much on Friday that we haven't got to say.
Do I hear a tiny violin playing especially just for us?
No, not
just
really.
In the corner there.
No one really gives a rat's ass.
Anyhow, what I would like to say is first and foremost, congratulations to T Swizzle.
Oh, hasn't she done well?
Hasn't she done well? Album of the year. Second time.
What did you think of her speech?
I thought it was great. And it was a very, very pointed.
Yes.
Think of that idiot.
Kanye.
Kanye West.
He's had a big week, hasn't he?
He's a twat, isn't he?
Okay, so he's what? $53 million
in
debt.
I know they're loaded. They've got more money than God and blah, 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 blah.
Apparently
blah,
he's broke.
No, he's an idiot. But I know that Kim Kardashian probably doesn't care because she can just buy whatever she wants.
Doesn't care.
She does not care.
No.
I would find him just
annoying.
Absolutely the most embarrassing thing to be around.
Yep.
On the planet.
Yeah.
He's a dick.
Yeah. Can we say that at this time of the morning?
I can say anything I like. Oh, okay. I really can't stand
him.
Yeah,
no. Well, look, I think a lot of the Joycers would agree with you.
Not. No, I don't know where I was even going with that.
Yeah.
I just can't stand
Well, he's
him.
Nasty too because he didn't
he's
need to do
mean.
The old T-Swizzle what he did.
And to be honest, I actually watched that. I think she looked rattled.
Oh, she was completely flustered.
Yeah, and that's not – that would be very disappointing. She's only
Apparently
25.
She cried after a song and was all emotional. She missed a note.
No, but it would be very unsettling because the first time he's upset her, stormed on stage, told everyone that Beyonce should have won – So embarrassing.
Yeah.
Kanye, it's not got anything
Don't listen
to, do
to
with
him,
you.
T. Swizz.
Don't let him at the. Don't let him anywhere near anyone. But, you know, she forgave
like
him.
Like that annoying and dork then, at the schoolyard. That,
and
you
then
know?
He's done that misogynistic line and he's. I know he's a rapper, but really somebody should lock that crazy fella up.
I really need to get a segment opener for you. Anna Murphy's rant.
I just. Do you know what? He's made Justin Bieber seem like a well. Mannered young man.
What are you saying? He's not.
Well, he's not.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning. Cheyenne.
He's a funny one, that Jason Derulo.
Yeah, why?
Because that song bag is just, no, but that song is just so totally different to everything
else.
He's
been in hospital lately.
Has he?
I read an article about that.
Oh, no.
Poor thing.
Hope he's all right. He's recovered from a broken back.
Oh, he's probably burst an ab muscle.
A very, very, very strong abs, yes. That young man.
What a message from Tony.
Now, Tony, we were talking about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, T-Swizzle.
Swifty to those Swifty. In the know.
Yeah.
And didn't she, her and Selena Gomez, gorgeous, aren't they cute? When she got up, when Taylor Swift got up to get her Album of the Year award.
Grammy.
Well, yeah, the Grammy. Yeah. I don't think I was incorrect saying Album of
the Year. No, it's fine. At the Grammys.
The camera panned on Selena Gomez and she's like, that's my best friend.
Oh,
I'd be claiming it too, sister.
Same. And I,
with all that.
And I had sex with Justin Bieber. Did she do that as well?
I don't know. No. I think she's trying to distance from that bit. I don't know.
She should just wear T-shirts with...
Incidentally, you've thrown me because he's actually been talking about the fact that he had a tattoo of his ex-girlfriend that he's tried to fade
cover
out. He said, but... people still know who it is. Well, it was Selena Gomez, you idiot.
Just get a tattoo of a paper bag over it.
We were talking about Tay-Tay. What?
Yes.
That's awful. We were talking about Tay-Tay and how she, Kanye West was just mean to her and she responded quite well. Now, Tony has agreed and said, I'm sure Tay-Tay is more than capable of nailing him to the wall if she chose to. Personally, I don't like her music.
Oh, what?
But she is a classy act and deserves her success. Tony, thank you for your opinions.
Thank you, Tony. The opinions are welcomed here on Murphy's Law.
Yeah.
And I'll be playing lots of Taylor Swift songs this morning, Tony. Hey, listen, in the tabloids this week, interesting story. The man who I believe really was the start of it all, the Beatles, Paul McCartney.
Oh, absolutely.
Worth $820 million.
Godfather of rock and roll.
Goes to the Grammys. Godfather of rock and roll. Godfather of just music.
You know?
And
yes, he's... our parents' age, but that doesn't matter.
No, older than that.
He deserves some respect.
How old is he?
Oh, he's 70-odd.
73.
Anyway. 73. He deserves some respect. Oh, he's 70-odd, whatever.
But anyway, goes to the Grammys, turns up to a club afterwards, which
it was a private party run by
Tigger. What's his name? Tiger.
He's a rapper.
He's about
2 years old.
He's Kylie Jenner's boyfriend or something like that. Some crap.
Isn't it awful that those Kardashians are pretty much in every conversation that we have?
Anyway, he's been knocked back on the door.
Got knocked back.
Yep. And he said to the security guy, how VIP do we need to be?
No, he said to his mate, he was with Beck as well, who's a very
Beck?
Celebrated artist. Oh, look, I can't explain. Oh, we don't have enough time.
No. Is she like the Courtney Barnett sort of thing?
It was a he.
Oh, it's he.
And, Beck, and he's
Beck's
actually
a guy.
Very, very successful.
So they
you
both
can
got
Google
knocked
that
back.
When we're off.
So they're so successful they got back, knocked back from.
Yes, so they were having a giggle to
Tigger's
themselves
party.
And said, well, you know, how VIP do we need to be?
Terrible.
I think that's funny, though.
Well, it's quite funny, but it made me wonder what, you know, I thought about the topic. What have you been knocked back from?
I thought you were going to say the topic is when have you lost your teeth, the way you were doing that.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, it's early.
It is early. Hey, what
still
have you been knocked back from?
Yeah, what have you not been knocked back from? Everyone's been knocked back from something. I have to say, well, it's world famous now. It's actually an iconic venue in Melbourne.
Well, you can say.
Revolver. Which is open all times of the strange times of the morning.
Anyway, and everybody knows, look, if you're of a certain age, everybody knows that going to Revolver is not a great thing.
It's not a great thing, but it happens from time to time. I got knocked back from Revolver and I hadn't even, I'd been fresh. I'm fresh.
That's your problem.
Well, I said
that's
to him on the door, what, I'm not getting knocked back because what, I smell nice?
No, that would have put everyone off.
Yeah.
Everyone
I don't look pasty and my eyes rolling in
well,
the back.
Well, they need
head.
To keep people there all day and
you're
you go
right,
in there fresh
and
then everyone goes,
everyone
oh, I haven't had a shower since Friday. It's Sunday afternoon. What do I do now?
But it makes me wonder, everyone's been knocked back from something.
I got knocked back from a couple of acting courses
oh,
that
you
I
did
auditioned
too.
For.
So I want to throw it out to you guys this morning. What have you been knocked back from? It could be absolutely anything, a job interview, a job, anything at all.
Anything.
A night, a club.
A person.
Knocked back
have you
from
had a KB have from
you,
a person?
Yes, have you approached
how
someone
bad.
And been knocked back from a prospect? We are talking about what you've been knocked back from. Obviously, Paul McCartney was knocked back from Tiger's Club. Tiger's after
Tiger's
party
after
at the Grammys.
Party. What a cheeky
imagine knocking back a 73-year-old rock star.
You know,
billionaire.
That
you know?
Started rock and roll.
Started rock, sorry.
Sorry.
Granddad.
Harry, who are you?
Anyway, messages coming in thick and fast.
Says, morning, guys. I was knocked back on ordering a drink on a flight until I showed my passport to the hostess.
How many had you had, Darren from Carrum Downs?
Thanks for the Christmas undies.
Oh, that's the bloke we sent the undies to.
We did indeed. Remember that? No worries. You get it all here on Murphy's Law. I hope they're comfortable.
I hope they're the right size.
I hope they haven't creeped up that
six pack from Big W. Tell you what.
Some of them will creep, unfortunately.
Some of them will creep. I should make mention, too, of Warnie's little incident on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Oh.
He's been bitten by an anaconda
on
the head.
What do you mean?
Yes, well, apparently he was on the challenge thing. Like, you know, the challenges they do.
Yes. Tucker Trials, I think
whatever,
they're called.
You know. And he so had to put his head in a couple of boxes.
Mm.
One of them he had to put in his head into a box of rats and pull out one of the stars, right, with his teeth.
Well, they apparently did do a bit of that.
I think it was with his teeth. But anyway, the next thing he had to go into a snakes thing, but the snakes smelt the rats on him and bit him on the forehead.
Oh!
Apparently it felt like 100 hypodermic needles going in at once.
Oh, poor. But he'd be used to that.
Got a small little puncture mark.
He'd be used to that with all the Botox, doll. He probably
actually
enjoyed it.
Actually, he probably didn't feel a thing.
Nope. There'd be nothing.
I wonder whether the Botox will...
snake venom?
Will the venom actually...
They sell it
they
in
do,
a tube. My friend tried it and he couldn't move his forehead for a couple of days.
I wonder whether the toxins in the venom might knock out his Botox and we'll see the real Warnie.
Well, there's
the
no
real Warnie.
There's no venom in
there. Oh, isn't there?
There's problems.
That's a
real Warnie.
Has everyone gone crazy for the show? I'm loving it.
I secretly do like it.
I didn't
want to
like it at all. I didn't want to like it because I thought it's going to be really tacky, but it's quite good.
I do like it, but
it's very entertaining.
I have to go and watch it in another room.
Have you been banned?
It's not welcomed in my home.
That's terrible. Hey, listen, something is welcome, someone who is welcome to this country.
Yes.
Who's coming to Mardi Gras, going to be playing live up there, doing a big performance at the party. Is the wonderful Deborah Cox. Now, when we said that this morning, you go, who the hell's Deborah Cox?
Yeah, I feel like I've...
I was like, what?
I don't understand.
Who the hell's Deborah Cox?
No, I can't think about
She's amazing.
I don't know who...
I saw her at the Montreal Out Games opening ceremony. 40,000 people. She was amazing.
Really?
In fact, I wasn't going to Mardi Gras this year, but I think I'll go just because she's going to be there.
Really?
That's how good
she
is.
That's how good she is.
Don't know who she is?
No.
This is what she sings. Joy 94.9. Don't you want to go to Mardi Gras? Just hearing
now,
that track.
Hey, now listen.
Tell you what.
I'm putting my honorary gay wings back on.
Yeah,
I certainly know that song.
Yeah, absolutely. How could you forget it? That's great.
Swung around many a dance floor to that track. I'll tell you what. Just didn't know her name.
No. Andrew from Chatterbox, who's a big show here on Joy.
Absolutely. We love Andrew. So, God bless you, Murphys, for playing Deborah Cox so early in the morning. I've practically fainted from excitement in the car. I've had to pull
it's
over.
It's funny, isn't it? Because she's playing at Mardi Gras. And
it did make me want to put my disco boots on.
I just bought a ticket to go last night and I wasn't going to go because I want to hear that woman do that song.
You don't hear a lot of Deborah Cox.
No.
Nobody's supposed to be here out in Romsey.
No, you don't.
I'm going to go to the Romsey pub and try and put it on and see if it's on there.
Would it be in the jukebox?
No, I don't know whether it is in the jukebox. They've got some Madonna tracks on there, though.
There
we did try that one night.
Storm that out.
I actually had to drag my best mate out of there because at that point we started dancing to Madonna in the corner and I thought,
Romsey pub.
No. Home disco time.
Home disco. I forget how many people haven't been to Mardi Gras. You know when you just think, because I've obviously been around.
I went to that one.
Obviously been in this wonderful gay world for quite a while, but been to many, many Mardi Gras. And you forget, I've got two friends going up this year who've never been to Mardi Gras. I'm like, wow, that just catches me off guard. I'd like to hear from anyone out there.
20 years ago and a couple of dress sizes smaller, I'm sure. I had a tiny little
had a lovely time,
skirt
though,
on and
you?
Some long boots. I had a lovely time.
Yeah.
I think I'd go now. I think I'd feel like Grandma Acid.
Heading for a top of 22 degrees today. A little bit of showers all over the place.
Does it really look like it's going to squeeze a 22 out of there, does it?
Looks like it's going to squeeze something out.
It's not good. It's drizzly and it's miserable.
20 past.
I'll tell you what, it's not been helping my mood this week.
No.
Cranky.
Or this year, in fact.
Hush your pretty mouth.
Now, we actually, we've thrown it out to the audience find a track.
I don't think it's going well so far.
It's going okay, but
that are coming through.
I don't know. Look, some of our Joyces are musically challenged. Just clearly by some of the songs that are coming through.
We've asked for an option because our brother is on a building site. They won't listen to our show because they're used to a different type of music.
Well, they like a little bit of rock. And they like
do.
A bit of sort of, you
That's
know.
That's fine.
They're boys on the building side. Of
We're
course
trying
they
do. To give them something different.
They're not conditioned for joy.
Like you shouldn't you know? Eat the same food every day.
No, that's right. We Perhaps want to give you variety on a Friday, boys.
To the same music every day.
Lots of messages coming through. This one came through from Tony. He said, what about the I Touch Myself, the amazing Divinyls?
Yeah, that's not too bad.
It's pretty good. Simo from the Paris end of East St Kilda said,
do you have Jimmy Barnes singing Disco Inferno?
Do you know, I made Jimmy Barnes do that song at one of my events.
Yes, you did.
Yes, yes you did.
Look, we'll keep trying,
well,
boys. Please
actually, Steve
don't
sent through,
desert
you,
us.
What about if you played Jimmy Barnes' Working Class Man, but the remix version?
Oh.
I don't think there is one. Anyway, we'll keep working on it.
If
Let us know your thoughts.
If there is one out there, I would like to hear it.
We need a track, people. We need it now. 0427JOY949, honorajoy.org.
What about something from Poison?
Poison.
Poison.
Poison. Hey, listen, someone who was in town this week,
yes.
Our little friend Prince.
His purpleness.
His purpleness. Now, there's a couple of stories, actually, because one of these we found this morning is Prince's new passport photo.
Doesn't he look like...
He looks like Janet Jackson out of Welcome Back, Cotter.
Oh, see, I think he looks like a cartoon fox.
Yeah.
With really long lashes.
Yeah, he's quite eccentric, quite mental.
But I like that he's embracing the fro.
He is, but apparently great shows in Melbourne. We tried to get tickets. The whole thing sold out within like 30 seconds, so didn't get to go anyway. Oh. Apparently he was at a little after party at Docklands after his last show in Melbourne. And turned up there for a bit of a boogie. Melbourne DJ Ken Walker was there playing. I think he said he danced for about 10-15 minutes.
Yeah, to Chaka Khan and Chuck Brown.
But then he freaked out when the DJ went and played one of his tracks of his 1980 huge album. I don't remember the song.
Dear.
It's called Head.
Oh.
He said, I don't want any profanities. You can play anything you want, no profanities.
But it was his song.
Well, he didn't want it. He told the bouncers to go over and get him, minders to get it off straight away. No profanities.
That's a bit weird. But he's not known for not being weird.
No,
so
he sang songs like Controversy. And then
exactly.
He used to dance around in that outfit with his ass
Sorry that
out.
I wrote it. Get it off.
Hey, look, I want to make mention of this story that came out this morning. The Pope's lost his shit.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know whether that was the title of it, but he's had a little bit of a. He was in Mexico and he's had a little bit of a tug of war with someone.
Wow.
And the Vatican has defended the Pope's human reaction. They've said.
Well, he's allowed to.
Well,
get
he's 79,
cranky.
And he was standing there, and some guys tried to rip him through the crowd towards him, but he's fallen over a wheelchair person, and nearly ended up losing his little. Pontiff hat. What's the hat called?
Skull cap.
Skull cap.
I did Google it, but I've
He's got up and he's actually just given this guy a real stern look and said, don't be selfish, and then started smiling again. So that's the extent of his anger. It's not a big deal.
It's not really losing. I've known people who shall rename nameless to throw full containers of noodles at people's heads because they didn't get enough chicken. Like, I think he's been pulled over. He's been pulled over, and all he said is, I don't think you need to be selfish.
Look, we've all been in a position.
We've all let ourselves down with a bit of crankiness.
And, you know, sometimes it's just the way it is. Sometimes it's the way it is.
It is,
isn't it? I'm not saying what he did. Like, seriously, the guy's tried to rip him through the crate. 79, lost his
He's probably gone back and said 30,000 Hail Marys about that.
Have you ever lost your...
Have I ever lost my temper?
Yeah.
I lose my temper all the time. What are you talking about?
You actually do, don't you?
I'm like very
I'm
angry
so used to it, though. I'm almost become conditioned to that.
Yeah.
But what...
There's a lot of anger issues bubbling underneath this.
Yes, I think there is. Anyway, we're chasing that song. Keep them coming through.
Hey, Morning Mavs, what about I Just Want to Dance, the Wayne G Lady Botox mix?
Oh.
I
think we'd be thrown off air if we played
I
that.
I think the trades should be able to bang their hammers and screw the screws well to those. Thank you, Graham.
Thank you, Graham from Patterson Lakes. We, Anna Murphy, now have to... This could make or break whether these boys on the side actually continue listening on a Friday morning. You know.
Well, yes. We've gone to great lengths to provide you...
We have,
...boys
indeed.
With what is going to make you happy while you hammer those bloody nails into the wall.
Hammer well. Hammer with pride.
This
not too much pride.
Is going out... No, you're not too much pride.
It defeats the purpose.
It defeats the whole purpose.
All right. So thank
but
you to all those people who sent through a message.
Once
and I
again,
should make mention, too, that Chris sent through the track, which we won't tell them all just yet.
No.
But, Chris, you've won a pancake parlor voucher.
You have, indeed.
Thanks to, obviously, the pancake parlor. This is the track. We hope all workers on all sites happen to be switching on Joy right at this present
right
time.
Right at this particular
you're in for a treat.
Juncture.
You don't hear this a lot on Joy.
Wasn't it the first song ever played?
Yeah, well, they meant to play Kylie Minogue, Celebration, but they end up playing this track.
This
Jimmy Barnes, Working
Yay!
Class Man on Joy. Oh, you don't hear that a lot on this station, do you?
Heaven.
I can imagine those boys out on that building site probably toppled off a fence just then.
Look, and I've even had another mate saying, love you, thanks for playing Jimmy. You've made my morning. Do you know what?
What?
We might actually have tapped into something.
What?
Perhaps maybe
rock
the
music?
Joysters just
what, rock
want
music?
A little bit of something
maybe,
Jimmy Barnes
maybe.
Every now and then.
Who knows?
Why not?
This one, no, just when you said that, this one came through from Michelle and said, oh dear, can't cope with that song.
All hot in here. Leo and I were headbanging to that
Leo,
song.
What did you think of that song?
I love that song.
Yeah. I love it.
I think that the gays sometimes need a bit of hard, something hard.
Oh, I think.
No,
I wouldn't be saying that to
you. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, oh, I know.
A bit different.
You're so R-rated, aren't you?
I just mix it up. Throw a cat amongst the pigeons.
I think so too. Well, anyway, congratulations, boys. You got your song. And keep
welcome.
Listening every Friday morning.
Thank
we love that. Now, Leo.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.